You know, if you own a vineyard and one of your crops is figs, the main business of a fig tree is to produce figs. If it fails in that purpose, then it should be removed. And this is especially true if it has been carefully cared for, cultivated, and watered. Privilege is a perilous position. It carries with it a load of responsibility. And this is the message of today's gospel reading. It began with a tragic story about a group of Jewish worshipers who were slaughtered by a detachment of Roman soldiers. Now, the people who told Jesus this story apparently implied that the victims of the tragedy got what they deserved. They thought it was a punishment for their sins. And this prompted Jesus to issue a stern warning. Unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Then he told a story about a fig tree that produced no figs. The owner of the vineyard ordered the tree cut down. I mean, he waited for years. The tree remained fruitless. It was time for it to go. But the gardener interceded and asked for one more year. He would give it more special attention. Then, if it produced nothing, then he would cut it down. Now, this parable was plainly directed to the leaders of Israel. That's why Jesus told it. Because they were privileged people. They had been given every opportunity to make something good and useful of their lives. But they had completely misunderstood their privileged position. They had seen it as a sign of divine favor. And it was this attitude that prompted Jesus to warn of the peril of privilege. Now, in our materialistic society, we tend to think of privilege in terms of money. But you know, there's more to it than that. To grow up in a good home is a privilege. And if you did, one thing is for sure, you didn't earn it. To get an education is a privilege. To enjoy political freedom is a privilege. To have a strong body and a sound mind is a privilege. So in one way or another, everyone here today is a privileged person. And we all need to hear the warning of Jesus about the perils of privilege. Now, one danger is that we'll think of ourselves as special people who somehow deserve the favors that we enjoy. You know, it's almost impossible for a privileged person to see themselves in an honest light. The people in our reading looked at their fortunate circumstances, compared it with the victims of that tragedy, and automatically concluded that they themselves were more deserving people. They weren't sinners. Those guys got what they deserved. Now, most of us would not think of drawing that kind of comparison. But all the while, we do things that are just as irrational. Perhaps we look at our formal education, then we compare ourselves with those who have less or none. And then we assume we're more intelligent than they are. We look at our material possessions and compare ourselves with those who have less or none. And from that comparison, we draw the conclusion that we are more industrious than they are. You know, somehow it never occurs to us that the main reason we have a better education is because we had a better opportunity to get one. We grew up in a family that recognized and emphasized the importance of education. And the main reason we have money and more possessions is because we had a better opportunity. You know, picture yourself as a child who grew up in the slums of Mumbai in India. You never knew your father. Your mother's a teenager, little more than a child herself. Your role models with thieves and prostitutes and pimps or worse. Now let me ask you, under those circumstances, how much education, how much money do you think you would have? Not much, likely. Jesus was troubled by the Pharisees because they could not see themselves in a true light. And he would be troubled by us for the same reason. In almost every instance, a fortunate circumstance can be traced back to a privileged position. But most of us fail to see that. Instead, we think of ourselves as special people who somehow deserve all of the favors that we enjoy. And that is one of the perils of privilege. And another is that we fail to see the pain of those who are less fortunate. You see, privileged people, for the most part, don't know what it's like to be on the outside. We have never been there. Well, maybe we read about it in books or heard about it in sermons. Maybe we even studied it in school. But all of our lives, we have been inside the vineyard. And such was the circumstance of those first century Pharisees. And such is the circumstance of most of us here today. Now, we don't need to apologize for our good fortune, but at the very least, we should be grateful for it and humble about it. Very little of our privilege has been earned, really, if you think about it. Mostly, it's a gift. Take stock of your circumstance this morning. Then subtract from it the background of your nation and the contribution of your family. How much do you have left? Well, I think an honest answer will surely show that privilege is no sign of superiority. It is instead a cause for gratitude and a reason for humility. You know, I challenge you as I challenge myself to open your heart and to at least try to feel the pain of those who are less fortunate. And a third peril is the tendency to resist change. This was a major problem that the authorities had with Jesus. I mean, the system back then was serving the Pharisees very well, thank you very much. And of course, they wanted it left alone. But Jesus kept on rocking the boat. Someone has said that social change always starts at the bottom because the man who is holding four aces never wants to reshuffle the cards. And if that be true, and I suspect history would bear this out, it is a serious commentary on human nature. It tells us how blind and how selfish we really are. Seldom, if ever, do we think independently and objectively. Mostly, we allow our prejudice and our class position do our thinking for us. Now, often we speak of the problems of the underprivileged. And this is something that all of us probably ought to do more of. But today, we're turning that around. We're talking about the perils of privilege. And I think you and I will, the most difficult task in our lives will be to be genuinely Christian in the midst of privilege. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.